This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Sparky out this afternoon. Rami Makhlouf in for him. Coming up, we'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. I said to start the show, I forgot that like the theme of the show was we're going to talk about all three of those teams, the Packers, the Bucks, and the Brewers, so I didn't have Brewers slated. There is Brewers news to discuss. Charlie found it, and we'll do that before we get out of here at 5 o'clock. But obviously, the Bucks and the Packers take precedent right now. And joining us right now to talk about those Milwaukee Bucks, he covers them for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome in Jim Ozarski. Jim, long time no talk, buddy. How are you?
I am good, Rami. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, man. What I was asking to start the show, and I'm not yet, but I was asking to start the show, is it too early to let frustration and doubt creep in about the Bucks? And it's not like a loss to the Celtics. Those are the defending champs, Jim. They beat a lot of teams, you know what I mean? But to lose to the Nets and the Bulls preceding that, and to see some of the same problems that sort of haunted this team last year be problems again to start this year after the full offseason with Doc and Dame getting a full regular offseason to prepare, it's a bit concerning, is it not, Jim?
It's concerning that they weren't 3-0 heading into that Boston
right.
game, because the way they played for the majority of that game, the math of making, 20% of their three-pointers. People would say, 3-1, second night of a back-to-back, hung with the Celtics, close loss. It's sort of waved away, but it is different because this team, it looked a little bit, we could beat these teams. Let's just roll it out. And for as good as the top-end talent is, they're not that dominant of a team to just roll it out and not really try on defense or not really try to box out or get back in transition and even, frankly, Rami, to your point of seeing things last year where the stars would sort of get caught in their own starness, right? I'm just going to do it. My turn. Like they're, you can't win that way, even against sort of bad teams, Rami. I'd say frustrating is the right word. Concern, probably not, but check back with me in a week after a game in Memphis and a home and home against the really good Cleveland Cavaliers.
I think some of this stuff is stuff that they can fix, and getting Chris Middleton back eventually will help a lot with some of these things that they're struggling with, but one thing that this team struggled with last year, Jim, and have so far struggled with again this year is, man, they just look old sometimes, and they can't keep up for four quarters, and I think that's what happened with the Nets and the Bulls, two teams that are not nearly as talented as the Bucks, but young, and got guys that'll run all day and all night and throw up shots, and especially when you're talking about young athletic guards, the Bucks just don't seem to have anybody that can keep up with them and stay in front of them. Peyton Pritchard put up 28 last night.
Look, it's the transition defense is where you see that the most, right? It's not really going to be in the half court because it doesn't matter how good you could have 5 25-year-olds run around, Rami. If the ball is swinging, the ball is always faster than man, right? So what we're really talking about is transition defense, and that was an issue under Adrian Griffin. Doc cleaned that up. It got better at the end of last year. Look, they have to run. Rami, they've got to run down the court.
Right.
Like, and honestly, that's Dame and Giannis leading the way there. You can't have, you know, Gary Trent and DeLon Wright in the few minutes he plays, or Pack, name anyone else. Those two guys, regardless of whether they took the shot or not, need to get back. They're the quickest and fastest guys. And look, that's a lot, I guess you can say, to put on your two superstars. And Dame obviously isn't known as a great, quote unquote, two-way player. And let's be honest, Giannis has not been an all defensive team player these last few years for a reason.
Yep.
That part of his game has flipped as his offense has gone up. So those guys have to set the tone. I get what you're saying, where they are a little longer in the tooth, if you will, but it is an effort thing. And I don't think that has to do with age, Rami. I think that's just, you got to go. You got to go do it. And we've seen them. They look, if the officials called the game differently in the first half, they blow Philly out of the water by halftime. And they did play well in Boston. And the math of Peyton Pritchard made more threes by himself than the Bucks did as a team. Like,
Jesus.
That you can chalk that up to a variance loss there, Rami. But it is those two games against the young, crappy Bulls and Nets. Where, yeah, you got to go. You got to run, because the young guys on those teams, that's what they're doing.
I'm starting to look at Doc Rivers a little bit for some of the things that you just pointed out, Jim, in terms of just not the hustle and sometimes the physicality around the basket that you need when you talk about some of the defensive rebounding issues that they've had, and an 18-22 record since he took over for Adrian Griffin last year. When can I look at this Bucks team and say, okay, Doc Rivers has what he wants to implement locked in? Like, this is a Doc Rivers basketball team, or this is not going to work, and maybe Doc Rivers, and I don't want to change coaches midseason again, Jim. I don't want to put that out there, but how long should I give before I sort of start to lose faith in Doc Rivers' plan as the head coach of this team, and they'll start fixing some of these problems that we're talking about?
Yeah, well, so there's two things there. I mean, yes, Doc Rivers is a highly paid coach, $10 million a year. Can he make these guys run back in the moment, right? Like, you can do the film study. You can do, all right, you know, look here, boom, you got to run, boom. But the guys still have to do it. So there's an element of that's out of his hands literally when the ball goes up, right? Now, I will say what is fair to criticize or wonder about right now is, look, through all of preseason, it was, well, we're going to slow roll some offensive installation because we're waiting for Chris. And now, whether that was somewhat hyperbolic, I mean, clearly they put in offense. But even if they were sort of holding back a little bit, the offense has looked a little clunky. Maybe that wasn't the right decision. I think they are leaning into rim protection a la the Budenholzer era.
Mm-hmm.
But that requires, you know, the guards to play a certain way. And has that clicked yet? I think we've seen it click at times. I mean, Jason Tatum didn't make a three and was not the MVP-looking candidate, right, last night. Like, they can do this stuff. So you see the threads there, Rami, of it working. But, yeah, the record isn't there. The results haven't been there. And, look, man, there's a baseball element of this of, yes, it's early, but they are supposed to be one of the best teams, which means you're supposed to win even when you're figuring it out.
Yep.
And I don't know when that point is. I can't say that, Rami, because, look, If this goes to crap in the week and they lose this home and home to Cleveland and lose in Memphis, they're 1-6. Oh, you know, clearly something isn't connected or working. They turn it around, they're 4-3 or 3-4, whatever it may be, and it's looking better. Then you say, oh, well, now let's wait 20 games. Oh, Chris is now coming back on the minute. You know what I mean? I think it's a sliding scale of when maybe to really look at that, which is maybe fence riding, but I think that's just kind of where they are.
No, that's fair, Jim. I think you know this about me, Jim. I'm a Bears fan, and one thing I keep saying about them, just to make a comparison, is I know it's not supposed to be a finished product yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know that he's not going to, you know, Caleb Williams is not going to look like Patrick Mahomes, and they're not going to look like Super Bowl contenders overnight, but I just think it should look better than what it does now. I feel like they should be further along in the process of getting where they're trying to go than what it looks like they are right now. And I think I can, not to the same degree, but I think I can kind of say the same about the Bucks since Doc Rivers has taken over. Like, I know it's a process. I don't expect them to look like the Celtics overnight, but I just think it should be further along and look better than where it is now. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair, because you still have Giannis and Dame on the court, and they are playing well together. At least when you look at the raw numbers, despite obviously every player is not infallible, right? There are things to pick at each person. I think it's not an excuse, Rami, but I believe it is a reason for some of this, and that is the lack of Chris Middleton. Look, this is a big three. Mm-hmm. He makes $30 million. There are three All-Stars on this team. One is not playing. Chris, Giannis, and Dame played five games together after the All-Star break last year. And when $130 or $140 million is tied up into three guys and one of them isn't playing, it just puts strain on everything else in the trickle-down. Torian Prince isn't supposed to be playing 32 minutes a game. Pat Connaughton is not supposed to be playing 18 minutes a game, right? And then, you know, people are like, oh, I see already the advanced metric. Where, you know, Dame hasn't screened for Giannis yet. Why is Doc staggering Giannis and Dame? Well, because the other guy who you can play with a bench unit and just brook, and then you can have Dame and Giannis together, he isn't there. And I know, Rami, we've talked about this for years. I mean, the Chris Middleton issues in town, I don't quite understand. But whenever he's not playing, these are the conversations we have about the Bucks.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then, like, 2 years ago when he came back, remember, on the minute restrictions, and very suddenly, coincidentally, the Bucks ripped off 16 wins in a row, right, en route to a number one seed. And you know, last year, playoff on two broken ankles, no Dame, no Giannis, you know, almost drag this team to a win over the Pacers. Like, he's a really good player. He's really important to all of this. And so, he's not going to get back in transition faster than, you know, Gary Trent Jr. He's not going to fix all of those issues, but I think, to your point of shouldn't it be further along, I think that's a reason why it doesn't look the way we think it should.
My next question was going to be about Chris and what sort of impact he'll have when he comes back, but you just laid it all out talking with Jim Ozarski of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Rami in for Sparky this afternoon. I was talking about your piece that went up this morning, Jim, at JS Online and in the Sentinel about the Bucks and the headline: the Bucks are in win now mode, but financial flexibility around Giannis and Lillard is coming. And you do a great job. I told everybody I'm not going to explain it as well, and you won't even understand it as well if I try to read it to you. I encourage everybody to go and read the piece, and you do a great job of laying out sort of the financials of the next couple of years for this Bucks team and some of the flexibility that they have with the salary cap and the roster. And Jim, what one of the takeaways I took from that, both based on the numbers but also based on the comments of Wes Edens, I should say, there's a lot of chatter around the NBA of Giannis is eventually going to ask out, or Dame is going to eventually ask out, or the Bucks are just going to blow this thing up if it doesn't work with those two players. It sounds like the Bucks are locked into Giannis and Dame as long as Giannis and Dame are locked into the Bucks. But with that financial and roster flexibility around them, what's around those two guys might change in the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest takeaway. And you always do have to put that caveat, right, that everyone's a human and who knows what. But this is the first year, Rami, of Giannis's most recent contract extension. I know it's always so unsexy in the national discourse, but it's this year plus two more. It runs concurrently with Dame. And yeah, I definitely encourage people to go read it just so we don't have to break into the math here. But for all of the Bucks fans who maybe are getting frustrated with this conversation, their older team, or Chris is hurt, or you know the frustrations with Bobby Portis and what they ask him to do, and etc. There could be a pretty significant makeover around Giannis and Dame, depending on how things go. There's lots of permutations and whatever, but I know fans are worried about the aprons and these restrictions. Well, they're out of that this year. I mean, and as Wes Eden said, we know what we're doing. That's by design, right? And so, yeah, I think this group probably has earned the right with their regular season success, Rami. More wins than anyone, even the Celtics, in the last 7 years to get this, I guess, final chance. And then if it doesn't work for whatever reasons, and work meaning not finishing as the top seed but making a conference or a final, it could change, but it wouldn't be a rebuild. Wes Edens has no interest in that.
Right.
Jimmy Haslam has no interest in tanks and rebuilds. No, it's Giannis and Dame. And then if it needs to change around them, then it's going to change. And so, yeah, it is for those fans who are interested in the future. it's something the team has thought about, ownership has thought about. And you're right though, Rami, it is built around the two best players on the team.
I almost get the sense, Jim, just based on the age of some of the guys on this roster, along with their contract situations, even if this does work, as we currently know the Bucks to be constructed, it's gonna look different over the next two or three years, and not just role players or bench players. Brooke Lopez, probably not long for the Bucks. Maybe even a Bobby Portis, not long for the Bucks. Chris Middleton's contract situation is in flux in the next couple of years with an option that he has. I think this thing is going to look different, even if it does work this year. Short of winning a championship, you're going to try and bring back as much of a championship team as you can. But short of that, I would expect changes for better or worse in terms of how this team does this season.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that. Obviously, you know, if there's a parade downtown again, Rami, you almost, not that you have to, but if they get to that point again, it would be worth revisiting, okay? Because if that happens, let's be honest, if that happens, that means Chris has been healthy, yep. The big three clicked, Brook Lopez led the league in blocks, and, you know, you're like, okay, well, this can work. I think that the changing landscape and the finances of this new NBA, which Wes Edens also speaks about over these last couple stories I've had with him, is the parity is up and contracts are different. Descending contracts are all over. The bonuses are almost gone. You know, guys are – the money's frankly different. And so to your point, yeah, if they win it all, I do think – there's room for a Chris and Brooke return, but it would look financially way, way different than it has the last 4 years. And if it doesn't, there will be free agent options and actual cash to spend for players, you know? And I think there would be more willingness to trade or move some other pieces on draft day, Rami, because those are things they are allowed to do, you know, when they have a draft pick. So, I don't want to call this the end. We'll know that in the spring. But I think there is flexibility definitely going forward.
That is Jim Ozarski. Check out his work covering the Bucks inside the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and at JS Online, doing it as good as anybody out there, and follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski. Really encourage folks to check out the piece today about the salary cap and the implications over the next few years. Great work, Jim, as always. Hopefully we talk again soon, my friend.
Yeah, good to hear you and speak soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.